USpurgeon wathi, sifike kimi lapho ngithi khuluma nathi Nkosi.
As I prayed, Lord, speak to us, I remember that Spurgeon once said,
wathi njalo uma ikhulu eshumayela, ucabanga indaba yeqhude elakhalayo.
He says, whenever he prays, he remembers that rooster, the cock that crowed.
Wathi yena uma eshumayela, uzibona enjengalelo qhude.
And he says that whenever he preached, he saw himself as being that rooster.
Ngoba lasuka lakhala.
Because it crowed.
Lapho lakhala, amehlo kaJesu ahlangana namehlo kaPetru. Uma ehlangana waqhunyelwa inhliziyo.
He said when that cock crowed, his eyes and Peter's eyes met, and that is where the heart of Peter broke.
Petru esekhulile eyindoda waqhunyelwa inhliziyo wakhala inyembezi zagobhoza inyembezi.
Peter was a grown-up man, a strong man, but at that moment his heart broke and he started weeping.
Uthi njalo uma ishumayela uyathandaza uthi Nkosi, ngokushumayela kwami akuhlangana amehlo akho namehlo omuntu.
And so Spurgeon said, Lord, whenever I preach, may it be like when that cock crowed, where your eyes will meet our eyes and our hearts will be melted and will break.
Athi ukukhala kwami nokukhala kwekhutha akunakusiza lutho uma ihlo lakho lingahlangananga nehlo likaJesu.
And he said, Lord, what does it help? Even if the cock crows and that happens, but then, and even if Peter hears it, but what does it help if the eyes of the Lord and Peter's eyes don't meet?
Kungashunyayezwa zonke insuku, kodwa umuntu aqhubeke nezono zakhe, aqhubeke nempilo yakhe kaSathane. Uma amehlo akhe engahlangananga namehlo kaJesu.
One can hear a sermon every day of one's life, but if one's eyes don't meet with the eyes of the Lord, you will continue living in sin and it will help you nothing.
Lapho ngithi Nkosi khuluma nathi, ngacabanga uSpurgeon ekhuluma ngalelo qhude.
So when I prayed and said, Lord, speak to us, then I remembered what Spurgeon said about that.
Ngingasuka ngihabalaze ngimemeze la ngikuze kube sekufeni ngeke kukusize. Uma amehlo akho engahlangananga namehlo kaJesu.
I'm so aware that I could preach here and I could preach here till we die, and it, you can hear every sermon, it won't touch you if the eyes of the Lord don't meet your eyes.
NgokukaMathewu isahluko sesithupha ivesi isishiyagalolunye. Ngakho ke anokhuleka kanje ngithi Baba wethu.
Matthew 6 verse 9. Pray then in this way, Our Father.
Strinela.
So far.
Baba wethu.
Our Father.
UJesu wafundisa abafundi bakhe uma bethandaza bothi Baba wethu.
The Lord Jesus taught his disciples saying, when you pray, you should pray like this, Our Father. That's how he started.
Ipoint lokuqala ngithanda ukusho ukuthi akusiyena ubaba wethu kuphela kodwa waba futhi ubaba wenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu esenyameni.
And if we pray Our Father, he's not just our Father, but even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when he came in the flesh.
Kodwa umahluko ula. Uma thina sithi Baba wethu, sikusho njengabantwana bakhe.
But the difference is this, that when we pray and say, Our Father, we say it as his children.
Kodwa uJesu akazange ayibize ngokuthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
But Jesus never referred to himself as being the child of God or a child of God.
Nokanye ukuthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu noma abapostoli ukuthi bambize ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
So not once do we hear him referring to himself as a child of God, or even his disciples referring to him as such.
Njalo ubethi indodana kaNkulunkulu nendodana yomuntu.
But he referred to himself as the Son of God or the Son of Man.
Angibanga nethuba lokuthi ngihlolisise kodwa kwangathi eTestamenteni elidala umprofeti uthi siphiwe umntwana. Manje ngisadinga ukuthi ngihlolisise ukuthi umntwana noma indodana kodwa kwangathi khona indawo enjalo. Kodwa kwezinye indawo uJesu njalo bephathwa lo.
I didn't have the time to go into it and make a study of it, but I do think in the Old Testament the prophet does refer to the Lord as a child being born, and to us a child is born and is given. Now I don't know in the original text whether it's a child or a son, but normally where it's referred to the Lord Jesus, it's referred to as the Son of God or the Son of Man.
Bathini abantu ngami ngingubani?
When the Lord Jesus asked his disciples and he said, what do the people say who I am?
Abanye bathi baphendula bathi ungu Elia, ungu Isaya, ungomunye wabaprofeti.
The disciples answered and said, well, some say you are Elijah or Isaiah or one of the prophets.
Wathi Petro, uyindodana kaNkulunkulu Mesiya.
And Peter then said, but we say you are the Son of God, the Messiah.
UJesu wababuza wathi bathini ngendodana yomuntu? Uyabona ukuba ibiza njalo ngokuthi indodana yomuntu noma indodana kaNkulunkulu, hayi umntwana, thina singabantwana.
Jesus had asked them, what do they say of the Son of Man, who he is? So he never spoke of himself as the child of God, as we are, but he referred to himself as the Son, or the Son of God, or Son of Man.
Ngisho nalapho etuzobuya, wayikhuluma ngokuthi akekho saziyo isikhathi sokubuya kwendodana ngubaba kuphela.
And even when he spoke of his second coming, he said, no one knows the time or the hour that the Son will return. Only the Father knows, he said.
Nakuluka lapho ebikelwa uMaria ukuthi uzokhulelwa bese athi hayi ukuthi uzozala umntwana, uyozala indodana.
Even when Mary was brought the news that she would bear a child, she was told that she would bear a son, not a child.
Lokho kusikhombisa ukuthi akazalwanga umuntu wasemhlabeni kodwa ngomoya ongcwele.
And by that signifying also that he wouldn't just be an ordinary person like all of us, but born of the Holy Spirit.
Thina singabantwana.
We are children.
Ngoba encwadini yokuqala kaJohane sahluko sesithathu kuthi bhekani uthando olungaka uNkulunkulu asibezele lona ukuba sibizwe ngokuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
In 1 John 3 it says, behold the great love of God, that we should be called the children of God.
Manje thina esizelwe nguNkulunkulu singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Now we who are born of God, we are the children of God.
uJesu uthi ke uma nthandaza anothi baba wethu.
So Jesus said, when you pray, you should pray thus, our Father.
Akasho ukuthi baba wami.
He doesn't say my Father.
Uthi baba wethu.
But our Father.
Uma ukholwa usungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, awazi ukusho ukuthi hayi ngiyoyihambela mina, anginandaba nani, ningazenzele nikuthandayo, kodwa ngizoyikholwela mina. Udukile umuntu osho njalo.
When you are born again, you become a child of God, then you cannot say, well, you do your thing, I'll do mine. I'll just go my own way, I'll just serve the Lord in my own quiet way, just leave me alone. Such a person is on the wrong track. If we are born of God, we are His children. We belong to the same family.
Umndeni ngokomoya.
A spiritual family.
Sazalelwa kulomndeni ngokwenyama. Kodwa uma njengokuba uJohannes ethi usanda kuphenduka. Usesemndeneni ngokomoya.
When we are born into an earthly family. We are part of that family in the flesh. But like Johannes, when he got converted recently, he became part of the spiritual family. There is such a spiritual family.
Ngiyakhumbula abantu besho kuJesu bathi nanga uma wakho nabafowenu oJakobe bemi phandle befuna ukukubona.
Remember when they came to the Lord Jesus and they said, your mother and your brothers, James and them, they are waiting for you outside. They want to speak to you.
Wathi ubani ungumama, bani ungumfowethu.
And then he asked them, he said, who is my mother and who are my brothers?
Wayesekhomba kubafuni bakhe oNathaniel athi nangu mama, napa bafowethu. Owenza intando kaNkulunkulu, nguyena ubaba, nguyena umama.
Then he pointed to his disciples, to Nathaniel and them, and he said, well, that is my mother, there's my mother, there's my brother, these are my brothers. So if someone is born into the family of God, then the Christians, they become the family. There's the earthly family, but there's the spiritual family as well. To a Christian, the spiritual family is far more important than the earthly family. And far, far more important, Jesus said, well, who's my mother? He doesn't even know and acknowledge his earthly mother when she is not in the will of God.
Wena uxhumene nabantwana kaNkulunkulu kakhulu kunabantu bakini benyama.
You are far more connected to the spiritual family than you are connected to your earthly family.
Uma wena uxhumene kakhulu nabantu bakini kuna laba bakholwayo kusho ukuthi ukholwa kwakho akusile.
If you are more connected to your earthly family than you are to your spiritual family, it shows that there's something wrong with your faith, with your Christian life.
Uzoya lapho kuyabona bangakholwa bagcine sokugwini.
And you'll end up where those end up who are non-believers. They end up in hell.
Leyo ngane kholwayo ezelwe kabusha iseduze kuwe ixhumene nawe kakhulu kunengane yakho wayizalayo engakaphenduki.
That child that is a Christian child living for the Lord, you have more to do with that child, you are more connected to that child, you have greater fellowship with that child than to your own child that you've born but that is not in the will of God.
Naturally, you should be much closer to that. If your child is not in the will of God, you're as far apart as the east is from the west. Uma ingane yakho ingekho enkosini, uhlukene nayo njengenhlukano kwempumalanga nentshonalanga. Bengixoxa ngo Spurgeon. U-Spurgeon bekuyi umfundisi omkhulu eLondon, England.
I mentioned Spurgeon, who was a great preacher in England, in London.
Bambiza ngokuthi the Prince of Preachers.
They called him the Prince of Preachers.
Akayanga eBhayibheli.
He never went to Bible school.
Akaze astudishe i-theology.
He never studied theology.
Kodwa ubemkhulu kunalaba abakwenzile lokho.
But he was greater than those who did all those things.
End of 15 years. Ake nilaleleke nina mama. Vulana indlebe zenu manje. Nizwe ukuthi lo mama ubengu-Eva njengawe. Utheni ngengane yakhe.
Now when he was 15 years old, just listen, you mothers. Listen very carefully to what his mother did regarding him or said about
him. U-Charles. Igama lakhe beku-Charles. Isibongo Spurgeon.
His name was Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon is surname.
Yena nomfowa.
Now he was with his brother.
Bebephila impilo yokungakholwa.
They lived a life that was not fitting for a Christian.
Ngelinye ilanga bahwebana, baphikisana, babanga umsindo, bedazelana inkani.
There was a lot of disunity. They'd fight each other and just be nasty to each other.
God kunina njalo. Ube soli ngane zakhe. Ethi hey, uNkulunkulu kakufuni lokho.
But their mother often reprimanded them, telling them that that was not according to God's will.
Ngelinye ilanga unina wangena ekamelweni wavala wathandaza.
One day the mother then went into her room, she closed the door and then she prayed. Now Spurgeon was close by, close to the wall. And so he could hear his mother praying next door.
And now listen to this mother, this is for all you mothers. And if you don't catch hold of it, you'll go to hell with your children.
Lalelani bo mama, ngoba mani lahlekelwa yilento niyogcina esihogweni kanye nengane zenu.
And he heard his mother pray.
Wamuzwa uma wakhe ethandaza.
She prayed this.
Ethandaza ethi,
now Lord, if my children go on in their sins.
Wathi onkosi, ingane zami maziphikelele ezonweni zabo.
It will not be from ignorance that they perish.
Ngeke bebhubhe ngoba bebengazi.
And on judgment day,
ngosuku lokwahlulelwa,
my soul,
umphefumulo wami,
will be a swift witness against them. Ngosuku lokwahlulela uNkulunkulu ngizoba ufakazi osheshayo omelene nabo. Ngiyabuzwa lo mama.
To hear this mother.
Uthi Nkosi, uma ingane zami zingahlukani nezono, ngosuku lokwahlulelwa ngizoza ngelikhulu ijubane ngibe ufakazi omelana nabo uzobalahle esihogweni. Can you mothers say that? Are you mothers like that?
Nina bo mama ningakusho lokho. Ninjengaye lo mama na.
Can you say not only in the presence of God but to God, if my children don't stop sinning, it's not because of ignorance. I've told them over and over. And on judgment day, I'll be a swift witness against them. She'll be the first one there. They need to be condemned. They need to go to hell. They didn't part with their sins. They didn't stop sinning. You see, mothers that bring forth princes into this world, what kind of children they are. She didn't defend them. She didn't excuse them. Oh Lord, please forgive them. She says, God, I'll be a swift witness against them.
Niyababona mama abanjena abazala amakhosi ngokomoya abasho ukuthi awuNkulunkulu bathethelela ngezono zabo bathi awuNkulunkulu kade ngabatshena bayalaza iqiniso uma belahlwa bayolahlwa hayi ngoba bebengazi kodwa nomphefumulo wami iyophuthuma ubalahle futhi ngalokho abakwenzile.
Are you mother prepared to take such a stand, if your child carries on in sin, to say, God, on judgment day, I'll be a swift witness against them. I'll witness they sinned, not because of ignorance. I told them they knew what they were doing. And I'll stand up against them. Are you mothers? Are you the daughter of such a woman? Maybe many children don't get saved and don't get onto the right track because of you bad mothers.
When a mama ungakusho lokho ulumele iqiniso umi kaNkulunkulu uthi uNkulunkulu nomphefumulo wami yoba ufakazi osheshayo ozobahlulela ngalokho abakwenzile kodwa mhlambe ingane eziningi namhlanje ziyaduka ngoba omama bayahluleka ukulumela iqiniso ngalendlela.
Kusho ukuthi umndeni wokomoya ingane yakhe engamlandela uJesu uyayihlukanisa naye ingunaphakade ayihlanganise nalabo abenza intando kaNkulunkulu.
So if you're part of that spiritual family, that is where you have the closest fellowship with those who are one with you in the faith. And in that same family, and you would even distance yourself eternally from a child that doesn't belong to that spiritual family.
And she prayed and said, Lord, if my children don't take hold of Christ, I'll be the swift witness against them.
Wathi uNkulunkulu ingane zami mazingamkhethanga uNkulunkulu zibambelela kuyena yimina engizoba ufakazi engizomelana nabo.
And Spurgeon says when he heard his mother praying like that, speaking to God, it pierced his heart, his soul, his conscience, and he couldn't get rest and peace again.
USpurgeon uthi lapha emuzi uma wakhe ethandaza ngaleyo ndlela wayihlaba inhliziyo yakhe phefumulo wakhe nonembezo wakhe wahluleka ukulala wangasabi nakho ukuthula.
He said that stirred my heart.
Uthi kwayinyakazisa inhliziyo yami.
That my own mother was willing to be a swift witness against me on judgment day.
Lapho ngizwa ukuthi uma wami wanquma wathi ngiyoba ufakazi osheshayo omelanayo nabo ngosuku lokahlulelwa.
And he said, I'll go to every church in London. And London is a big city and some churches are far away and he had to walk. And every Sunday he says he didn't miss one service. He went into this church. He went to the next church. He wanted to know, how can I be saved? How can I stop sinning?
Uthemba kwalokho walangazelela ukuthi amthole uNkulunkulu ahlukana nesono ukuthi angahlukana kanjani nesono amphilele uNkulunkulu wathi njalo ngesonto bengene esontweni aphuma ngena kwelinye eLondon likhulu kangako ukuthi zonke amasonto bewahamba engalahlekelwa nkonzo.
And one day it was very, very cold. Bekubanda ngelinye isonto akaphuthanga nesonto elodwa. Wathi ngizoqeda onke amasonto eLondon ukuze ngisindiswe.
And he made a design to go to every church in London. He said for one reason, and that was to get saved. He said one day it was icy cold, it was in the middle of winter.
He
said the cold went right through you.
It was
bitterly cold, the wind was blowing.
He
walked in snow this deep. He wanted to go to a church far away. Walking along, looking down, shielding his face. And as he was going along, he saw next to the road a small, little, insignificant church. And then when he noticed the church, he remembered that his mother had once told him to go to that little church. It was a Methodist church. He wasn't really keen to go there.
And
one of the things that put him off from going to the Methodist church is that they had a reputation of singing very loudly. He said they sang so loudly that you wanted to close your ears. And they also preached very loudly, so maybe I have something in common with them.
Because if
something has happened to you, you don't just speak like a little mouse. When you feel something in your heart, you speak loud enough that people can actually hear what you're saying, because you want to share it with them. Now, Luther also had a friend, Melanchthon, and he was very gifted, a very bright man, but he had a very soft voice, and Luther would also always reprimand him and say, look, when you preach, speak loudly.
Speak like a man.
He always told them that we need preachers that know what they're talking about, not to speak as if they're not sure of what they should say.
Charles Spurgeon, what again, Lakuleli Soto? Gizo Utibatini, Mobanako, Gifa Makas.
So, Charles Spurgeon, when he saw this church, he eventually decided, no, let me just go inside. It's so cold, it'll do me no harm.
Watululis kogos kwele ikwa ne chats lake wa kipa na maglavs eti uguba ikwa liwe pants.
So as he entered the church, he took off his hat, shook off the snow, and his jacket was full of snow, shook it off, and his gloves as well, and went inside.
Futhi ngalolu suku nomfundisi ube ngekho kube khona abantu mhlamba bawuthwala umfundisi noma 15.
So he went inside, and inside it was a very small church. And on that particular day, the minister wasn't there, so there were only about 12 people that had gathered there. He went inside and sat in the back of the church. And then he heard that them announcing that the minister was not there. And he thought, oh, well, I've definitely ended up in the wrong place today. Then a young man got up. Very frail man, thin. Went forward. Started speaking. He said, well, the minister couldn't make it and that he would be bringing the message. Now Spurgeon said of this man, he said he couldn't even speak English properly, in spite of the fact that he was an Englishman.
His pronunciation, his grammar. And he said, but this man is stupid, in his own words. What can this man tell me? He's stupid.
Kodwa uSpurgeon emuzwa wathi awukodwa lo muntu. U stupid esho ngamagama akhe uthi kodwa lo muntu angathini kithina
wayesemike lo muntu ozacile emphambili wathi awu kodwa lo muntu akafundile kusho ukuthi mhlamba umkhandi weyiqaduvu noma umthungi weyingubo.
And he thought, oh, well, what's this man going to say, this frail thin man? He's probably just a shoemaker
noma umthungi weyingubo.
Or maybe a tailor. And then this man started speaking. And he read from Isaiah 45. So it helps to have children. They can be quite a help sometimes.
I say it's good if you have children. But if you've got no husband, don't worry. You're better off than those that are married. And if you've got no children, well, happy you are. You can have sleep right through the night. That will be gone if you've got children. 22. How long is isiZulu kuthiwa phendukelani kimi ndisindiswe.
Turn to me and be saved.
Now Spurgeon says the translation this man had was, look unto me. Bukani kimi. Nina bakwaIsrael ukuba nisindiswe.
That is the translation they use there. Look unto me and be saved.
USpurgeon uthi lo muntu ube ngenawo amagama amaningi ube phinda phindi text lakhe.
Now Spurgeon said this man didn't speak eloquently and he just often repeated what he had said already.
Wathi bukani kodwa enama point amahle.
But he had some very good points. And he said, the Lord says, look unto me. Don't look at yourself.
You won't be able to comfort yourself. Look unto me.
Ngeke ukwazi ukuyiduduza. Singuthi ubheke kimi.
He says, he doesn't say, if you're a millionaire, you'll be saved.
Uthi futhi wathi, akusho nokuthi uma uneyigidi, uyosindiswa.
If you're well educated,
noma mhlawumbe
you'll be saved.
Noma mhlawumbe mawufunde kakhulu uyosindiswa.
Or move your finger, lift your finger, then you'll be saved.
Akasho nokuthi awuphakamise umunwe uyosindiswa.
Or lift your leg and you'll be saved.
Noma uphakamise umlenze uyosindiswa.
He says, look, just look.
Wathi akushoyo uthi bheka. Ilokhu kuphela.
Educated. Awudingi to be taught to look.
Awudingi ukuthi ufunde kakhulu ukuze ukwazi ukubheka.
Just look unto me.
Bheka kimi kusho inkosi.
He says, look unto me as I sweat drops of blood.
Wathi bheka kimi ungibheka ngikujulukela ngeyithukuthuku zegazi.
Look unto me as I'm nailed to the cross.
Ngibheke nginamathiselwa esiphambanweni.
Look at me as I die.
Ngibheke lapho ngikufela.
Look at me as I'm buried and go into the grave.
Ngibheke lapho ngifakwa ethuneni.
Look at me as I am raised from the dead.
Ngibheke
as I rise from the dead.
Ngibheke futhi lapho ngivuswa kwabafileyo.
Look at me as I ascend into heaven.
Ngibheke futhi lapho nginyukele ezulwini.
Look at me as I sit at the right hand of the Father.
Ngibheke futhi lapho ngihlezi kwesokudla sikaBaba.
Look, look, look.
Bheka, bheka, bheka.
At me. And you'll be saved.
Bheka kimi uyosindiswa.
This man just crowed like the rooster.
Lo muntu wavela wakhala njengequthe.
But he says, when he said, look, 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 all of a sudden it was light all around him.
Uthi lapho lo muntu ethi bheka, bheka, bheka. Uthi ngalokulo mzuzu kwavela kwakhanya yonke indawo laduze kwakhe.
He didn't know what was happening.
Bengazi ukuthi kwenzekani.
And he says the light broke through into his heart. He saw Christ.
Uthi kulo mzuzu ukukhanya kwangena enhlizweni yakhe, wambona uKristu.
And he said he felt as if he could shout like the Methodists.
Uthi kulomzuzu koba sengathi naye besengamemeza njengaba njengamaweseli.
That he could sing loud.
Koba
as the Methodists.
Koba ngathi ngacula memeza njengabo.
That was the turning point in his life.
Ilapho impilo yakhe yaguquka khona.
He was 15 years old.
Ubeneminyaka u 15 ngaleso sikhathi.
With 19 years, he was the minister of a congregation already.
Eno 19 iminyaka ubese phathi ibandla.
Hundreds and thousands of people came to listen to him, this young preacher.
Inkulungwane ngeinkulungwane balwa ngamakhulu babefika bezolalela lo mshumayelo semusha kangaka.
All the newspapers, negative and positive, all the city of London was shaken because of a young man 19 years old.
Isho nama newspaper babhalwa yonke indawo abanye ababhala kahle abanye babhala kabi ngaye. Kodwa noma ubani ubekhuluma ngaye ngalomuntu.
We don't know the name of this skinny man. We don't know who he was or his surname, the stupid man. But just imagine, in the kingdom of heaven, what a crown he is wearing.
Lo muntu obuthaka asilazi negama lakhe simazi nje ukuthi lawo lo muntu obebona ukuthi ubuthaka u stupid kodwa cabanga nezulwini ukuthi usethola umqhelo ongakanani.
Spurgeon said, I've never tried to preach the gospel with clever words. I know how I was saved.
Spurgeon wathi nami ngeke ngizame ukushumayela ivangeli ngamagama ahlakaniphileyo ngoba nami ngiyazi ukuthi ngaphenduka.
Uthi wakhumbula omunye oyinceku yenkosi.
And he says he remembered another man of God.
Lapho ehlangana noJesu kwaba ngathi angafani namagwababa alandela igeja uma ugandaganda ulima ensimini fika amagwababa. Ahlale azofuna iphethu nani izinto eziphuma emhlabathini bese sikhale uthi ngezwa kanjalo ukuthi ngakhala kanjalo.
And he says that what I experienced after my conversion, it was I felt like a bird that or a crow that when someone is ploughing a field and the birds land just behind the plough and they have a feast there on all the worms that are left behind, and then you call out like those birds and those crows do, rejoicing about what they found.
And then he says, this skinny man gave him a knockout blow.
He says
there were only about 12 people, so he could see a newcomer and a stranger. And this skinny man said, oh, you young man, you look very miserable.
Uthi lendoda yamshaya mpela wamginga phansi ngoba ethu sahlezi la lihlangene ibanda la leli abantu abawu 12. Kodwa esami phambili wamkhomba nje yena uSpiritual wathi wena mfana uma ngikubheka ngikubonwa wathi uthwele umthwalo onzima kabi.
He said he had been in many churches. But never had a preacher addressed him about his awful looks while he stood on the pulpit.
Uthi kodwa ubengakazezwe umfundisi emkhomba emi lapha epulpit emtshena ukuthi awanobuso obude kangaka.
He says, you young man, you'll be miserable all your life. Till you die, you won't be saved unless you look and look and look at Christ.
Uthi lo muntu washumayela wamkhoma nje wathi awena nsizwe njengoba ujabhe kangaka uyojabha uzufe ngaphandle uma uzinikele kuKristu.
Spurgeon didn't get angry. He says he landed a good blow on me.
Spurgeon,
he hit out at me, and I knew this is my day.
Spurgeon agacasukanga wavela wabona cha ungishaya wangihlula impela ilona suku lwami lokuthi ngenze isinqumo.
Marvelous how God can use people in their own way.
Kuyisimanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu angamsebenzisa umuntu ngayo leyo ndlela yakhe.
Kodwa ngazike ukuthi wena usuhlanganile yini namehlo kaJesu. USpurgeon naye wahlangana namehlo kaJesu.
Spurgeon's eyes met the eyes of the Lord. Have your eyes ever met the Lord's eyes?
Now before I carry on, I still want to go a few steps backward. Ngisafuna ukuthi ngichaze nje ngathi nini ningashatile thokozani.
I just want to go back to the point I made about you who are unmarried, that you should be happy as you are.
Uma unendoda ngiyakhela iyokushuka indoda yakho ngaphandle ukuthi ushate nendoda eyisiphukuphukwana eyisidalwana.
Now if you get married to a man
that man will probably give you a very rough time, a difficult time, unless, of course, you get married to a man who's not much of a man.
I've been speaking to some young men about getting married, and some of them, now please forgive me, said, I wouldn't like to get married to an Afrikaans girl. I said, why not? He says, no, I'd rather go without a wife. I won't tell you why. I just get the impression maybe they like to sit on the head of the men. Now I can understand my daughters that they say, Papa, don't worry that we get married to Afrikaners. They're much better than the German men. Now, maybe it won't be your luck to sit to get married to an Afrikaans man.
Mhlambe ngeke wena ube nenhlanhla ukuthi ushada nendoda yebhuno.
Miskien, die man wat jy sal trou, sal nie 'n paproek wees nie. Ek hoop in elk geval dat as jy ooit trou, ek het vir my dogter gesê, dit sal nie goed gaan as sy probeer om op haar man se kop te sit. Sy sal 'n vloek wees. En ek sal skaam wees dat ek haar lichamelike pa is.
Kom ek gesien ndodakazi yami ngathi akufanele ukuthi unkosikazi ayihlale ekhanda indoda. Ngoba nawe uma ungakwenza lokho ngingaba namahloni ukuthi ngingubaba wakho.
Well, if you get umanishada, ngizoba nendoda. Thokozana abadala bebesebenzisa isakila. Aba namhlanje sebe ngamagentlemen abasebenzisa izakila.
So if you
kodwa indoda ingakushuka. Ufuna ukuya enkonzweni, ithi cha awuyi namhlanje. Ufuna ukuya emthandazweni, awuyi namhlanje. Ufuna ukucula, hayi angivumi.
So if you get married,
makhosikazi akunjalo. Phendulani, ngiyanibuza. Kunjalo makhosikazi.
So if you get married, you'll have a husband. And fortunately nowadays for you, woman, the men don't carry a stick around anymore, a nopkiri to hit you on the head with. They've become gentlemen or more gentlemanlike nowadays. But it'll still be difficult for you. You'll want to go to a service and he'll say, no, not today. Or you'll want to go to a prayer meeting and he'll think otherwise.
It's not all gold that glitters, let me tell you. You'll cry many a tear. Ngeke kube igolide nje elicwebezelayo njalo. Uzosukhala izinyembezi kaningi. Ushukwe indoda. Awufuni ukuthoba. Uzokufunda uma usunendoda.
And if you cannot bow, you'll probably have to learn it fast if you do have a husband one day.
Bese ke khamukeke ingane.
And then the children arrive.
Ingane zibabi kunendoda.
Now children, that's even tougher than having a husband.
Uma unengane encane uyakhala, uthi uyayithulisa, ukhathele. Uyasebenza, pheka ukudla, geza izitsha. Awusufuna ukucambalala, awusufuna ukulala. Bese ikhala ingane. Idinga ukunceliswa, uyayinceliswa, uyayibeka. Ikhale khona lapho futhi. Ka-2, ka-3, ka-4, ka-5. Iyakhala ingane.
So you have a tough day, you've got to do all the washing, the cleaning in the house, and then at night you are totally exhausted, you want to sleep, you just put your head down, the child starts crying. You have to feed it, you put it back in its bed, it starts crying again. 3, 4, 5 times during the night.
Aige, udinga ukuyihudula, udinga ukuyincelisa,
And maybe if the child is sick, it's even more difficult. It's crying all the time. You have to drag yourself around. Well, and then you can get a double portion as well when you have twins. I remember with our twins, one night I slept, the next morning I woke up totally refreshed, and I said to my wife, that was a nice and peaceful night. And she just smiled. Only years later did she tell me that night she almost didn't even close her eyes, because one after the other they were crying, so she didn't get anything.
That's one of the sweetest smiles I remember, that she smiled to me. One of the sweetest. She didn't tell me why, but I just got a sweet smile from her.
So I wonder how you will react one day if it happens to you, when your husband sleeps right through and you have a night like that. Will you also be able to smile?
Now,
if you're an unmarried girl, make the most of that time, because you can read the Bible when you want, you can pray when you want, you can go to the service when you want. You are free, so use that freedom for the Lord, for that time could come to an end, and you can become like a slave.
All right, I was just trying to explain to the unmarried people that they understand it. And rejoice and not cry, oh, I don't get the man, others get married and what not. God's plans are perfect, and if you've got no husband, don't worry about it. You could get a husband who's faithful to you, and one day he'll be unfaithful, and it will make you sick.
Ngisholo ngishi lezi zinto nje ukuba ngikududuza wena ntombi, uma ungayitholi indoda ungayithwesi ngakho, ungakhali, izindlela zikaNkulunkulu ziphelele. Ngoba ungayithola nendoda ubone ukuthi ithembekile, ithembeke futhi ikujikela ngelinye ilanga, leyo nto ingagulisa.
Ngaze enye intombazane yathi ngeke ngishade noma yiphi indoda, ngifuna nemo. Why tall in Dotene Monto? Why Shatana? Bonko nondi in Dwabakiche Liswa Gulen Gule Monto. At Nakok.
I remember a girl who said, well, I don't want to just get married to any man. I want one who's got his own car. And she got a husband with his own car. But that car was used to load many prostitutes into it.
Okay. Asiyekeke lokho. Senikuzwile.
So you've heard that now, so we can go to something else.
Uyele ku text ngathi uJesu akabizwa ngokuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu. Indodana yomuntu, indodana kaNkuluNkulu.
Remember our text where Jesus is not referred to as the child of God, but as the son of God or the son of man.
Manje likhona izwi ke elisimanga eliqondene nathi bantwana bakaNkuluNkulu.
Now there is a word that is absolutely wonderful concerning us children of God.
Kwabase Roma 8 verse 15.
Romans 8 verse 15.
Kutwa thina samukelwe umoya wobuntwana esimemezwa ngaye ngawo sithi Abba Baba.
But we have not received a spirit, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out Abba Father.
NgesiZulu kuthiwa umoya wobuntwana. NgesiGiliki kuthiwa umoya wobudodana.
In Zulu it says the spirit of
sonship.
Sonship.
Samukelwa umoya wobudodana ukuthi sibe ngamadodana kaNkuluNkulu.
That's according to the original text, the spirit of sonship, to be sons of God.
The Geist der Sohnschaft. Nathi sibe ngamadodana kaNkuluNkulu.
So that we too can be sons of God.
Esimemeza ngawo sithi Abba Baba.
By which we cry out, Abba Father.
Abba is Aramea.
Abba is
Aramaic.
Aramaic.
Kukhona amanye amagama esiaramiya esigilikini ebhayibhelini. Ubafake amagama njengathi ngesiZulu sikhuluma sesikhuluma ngebhayisikili, bicycle. Ihembe, hemp, ngesibhunu. Umplugha, ukuplugha. Intibintaka, pantaka. Uma sekuyintibintaka into engenakubalwa. Bebezwa amabhunu ebala iy'nkomo. Bethi pantaka. Base bethi intibintaka. Kusho ukuthi kanjalo-ke nasesigrigini kwangena amagama esiaramiya.
So there were some Aramaic words which were adopted into the Greek translation and language.
Manje Abba isigama lesiaramiya.
So this word Abba is an Aramaic word.
Uma ingani bikhasa zamuhamba iqala ukukhuluma yayibiza uyise ngokuthi Abba, Abba. Uma ibiza uyise, thina sithi Baba. Ingane bithi Abba. Ingane encane uma iqala ikhuluma, izwi lokuqala kube Abba.
Now a small child, when it was still small, crawling along, when it started speaking, the first word which it learned to say was Abba.
That was Papa. The first word of a child. And the Bible says, we call God Papa, Abba, Abba. That's the language of a child that learns to speak.
Kufana nengane saqala ukufunda ukukhuluma igama lokuqala likhiphayo.
Kusho ukuthi ke kukhona ukuxhumana kobuntwana nokuthi sibe ngamadodana kaNkuluNkulu namadodakazi akhe. Nathi sifinyelele standardini esiphakemeyo.
So there is that childlike fellowship that we have with him. That connection like a child to the Father. What type of fellowship do you have with God? Do you know him as your own father? Just like a small child, the very first word it learns to speak, Father, Abba, and that we know him in such a way.
Baba, wethu, ay Baba, wami.
And then we
continue.
And then we continue where it says, our Father, not my Father, but our Father.
That includes lokho kuhlanganisa bonke abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
That includes all the children of God.
Uma usondela kuNkulunkulu usondela nabazalwane bakho bonke.
As you draw closer to God, you draw closer to all the Christians.
Uma kukhona umzalwane oyedwa ongahlangene naye kahle, ongaxhumene naye kahle, akusile ukusondela kwakho kuNkulunkulu. Ngoba uthi baba wethu, ubaba wami nobaba wakhe. Ngiyambhanqa naye, ngihlanganisa naye.
If you claim to be drawing closer to God, but there's a brother you have no fellowship with, then there's something wrong with your fellowship with God, because you're both claiming to have the same Father.
Uthi baba wethu, uhlanganisa naye, kanti empeleni awuhlangene kahle naye.
You say, our Father, you are associating yourself with him, but in truth, you are not one with him. The devil loves that, obviously. In the church in Corinth, there were some of the congregation and Christians that said, well, we're going with Paul. And others said, well, we're following Peter.
Paul appealed and meant more to them than Peter. Some said, oh no, we're more spiritual. It's Jesus. And they were all the same. In that they were a rotten company.
Well, it's not a healthy situation where you feel, well, I'm really one with this one, but with that one, no, I can't really get along so well there. The Bible says we are one body.
Unyawo, nomuzwane, nomisho, ngidinga onke amalungu. Kanjalo ngokomoya uyabadinga bonke abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
I cannot despise one member of my body, be it the thumb or the toe or the foot or the eye, and say, well, I don't really need that. No, we are all one body, all needing each other as members.
Ngoba uma khona isite sodwa singekho uzohlupheka mina noma kugula isite sodwa imina ngizozwa inhlungu.
Remember, if any one part of your body or one member of your body is not healthy, the whole body suffers.
Ikhutshese thandaza kuJohane 17, baba ngiyacela ukuthi babe munye njengawe ukimi mina ngikuwe.
That's why Jesus in John 17 taught us and prayed and said, Lord, help them to be one as you and I are one. I and you and me. And as the Trinity is one, so may they be one.
Lapho akhom Juda, akhom Greek, akhos Lisa, nomo esfazane. Akom dala noma omusha sonke simunye kuKristu.
And there it doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Greek, or whether you're old or young, male or female, we are all one in Christ.
Ngiyakhumbula ngazo lezi nsuku ngathi umuntu abanye basindiswa ulakeni, abanye basindiswa ixasukeni, kodwa abanye badinga ukusindiswa kubandlululo. Athi awu untsundu lo, India leli, ikhalaphi leli, umlungu lona. Umuntu udinga ukusindiswa kulokho kuphele nya. Noma kungaba umfana ontsundu, noma ngaba mnyama bhuqa, umfowethu ongelamayo, uma engayilandeli enkosini, lo onsunde landela inkosi sixhumene naye ngikude nalo ongumfowethu.
I said recently that some people are saved from anger or from other things, but there are some people who need to be saved from discrimination, where they still say, yes, but, well, I'm black and he's not black. I'm a white. He's not. Or he's an Indian or a colored, and we discriminate. We make differences. But if there's someone, even if it was a young black boy, he would be closer to me than my own brother if that little boy is in Christ and my brother not.
And I'm
more united with an Indian brother who's in the will of God than with my own child that is not in the will of God.
Are
you one with those that are in the will of God? Maybe you're one with your own little family, and you're united with your family in your own home. But you're not united. You don't have fellowship with the other children of God. That shows that you're spiritually dead. We need to be one, and we need to have a burning love, godly love for each other.
And
Jesus himself said, they will know that the Father sent me if they see that you love one another.
Kodwa kubi kabi uma uhlangene nomndeni wakho kanti basezonweni.
But it says,
basezonweni useduze nabo ufile finish file.
But it's sad and tragic when you are one with your family and your children, when they are living in sin. They are spiritually dead, but you are united with them, you are one with them, but not with the children of God.
Lapho ngithi khumbula unina ka Charles Spurgeon.
That shows you're spiritually dead. And that's why I said that you should remember Charles Spurgeon's mother.
Ibandla lase Jerusalem bebededa konke, behlanganyela izinto zonke, behlangene bemhlizyonye, phefumulo omunye, bezwilinye. Sifanele ukuthi sibe njalo. Thina sikhona la namhlanje sinjalo na.
The early church in Jerusalem, they were united. They were one in the Lord. They gave up what they had. They shared everything that they had. And they were one heart, one soul, even one mind, and spoke like with one voice. Are we united like that?
Umasangana njengezinja ezilumana zodwa esiqhephulana zodwa ezibulalana zodwa.
But if we are together and we live like cat and dog together, or a bunch of dogs that are just fighting each other.
Asiwo abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Asiwo amadodana namadodakazi kaNkulunkulu. Sinobunja. Sizinja.
Then we are not children and sons and daughters of God. No, then we are like dogs before God. Just these days someone told me about his dog that was bitten by another dog, and and the intestines were hanging out.
Umathina sinjalo omunye usolomunye omunye uhlebo munye ubunja lobo winja awusi
But we are just like those dogs. If we are here and we fight each other and are going against each other all the time.
And criticizing each other. You're a dog. Your name should be mentioned. That everybody knows. That's what you are before God. The Bible says if your brother sins, go to him and speak to him. If he doesn't listen to you, take somebody else with you. If you can't go, go to your counselor. Let him speak to him. If he doesn't listen, take him before the church. But God doesn't allow you to mention a name of a brother and you don't go to him and speak to him. You are sinning. You're living in sin, like Mrs. Spurgeon's two sons.
Ibhayibheli lithi umfowenu uma ona, yana kuyena, khuluma naye, umsize. Uma engalaleli, thatha umunye ufakazi. Uma uhluleka, thatha noma umvumisi wakho, nisizane. Uma engavumi ke angalaleli, ungamisa phambi kwebandla. IBhayibheli alivumi ukuthi ukhuluma ngomuntu ebandleni ungayanga kuyena ukhulume naye. Uma ukwenza lokho usufana namadodana kaMrs. Spurgeon.
Ngiyaxolisa isikhathi sesidlulile.
Now I'm sorry, time has passed.
Kodwa ngicela ukuthi lo lalo ayihlolisise phakathi kwethu ukuthi kunjani.
But I'd like each one of us to examine himself to see where he stands.
We are born ukuthi simndeni owodwa.
You can see we are one family.
Pamgwakho uNkulunkulu uma ubala ingane zakini uzobala labo abenza intando laba abanye baphandle. Nihlukene njengokuhlukana kweMpumalanga neNtshonalanga.
Now before God, when you count the members of your family, in God's eyes, then it's those who are in the will of God, not the others.
For the outside, that's a terrible thing. One man of God said, some people pray for the salvation of their children, but they don't get saved and God doesn't answer their prayer. Just because they won't take a firm stand and say, my child is lost and hell-bound.
Enye indoda kaNkulunkulu yathi abanye abazali bathandazela iy'ngane zabo ukuba ziphenduke kodwa aziphenduki ngoba abanye abazali bahluleka ukuthi bathatha bami beqina bathi ingane yami ngeke ivumele uma iphile ezonweni.
Qonde ukuthi ubaba athi yena wakho ubaba walaba futhi.
Remember, our father is our father, not just your own father.
Hayi laba abahlele ezonweni, akasiyena ubaba wabo, uSathane ubaba wabo. Kodwa ubaba walabo abahlukene nesono.
And he's also not the father of those that are living in sin. Those who are living in sin, their father is the devil. He's the father of those who have parted with sin.
Leru, it's a year. Okay, Leru. Lord Jesus, we thank you for teaching us how to pray.
Nkosi Jesu, siyakubonga ukuthi usifundise ukuthi simele ukuthi sithandaze ngandlelani.
That when we pray, we shouldn't say my father or the father of my just physical family, biological family, but that we pray in the name of the spiritual family.
Uyasifundisa Nkosi uma sithandaza ukuba sithandaza sithi baba wethu kungabe nje futhi ubaba ngokwenyama kodwa ngokomoya.
Teach us what it means to say our.
Sifundisa ukuthi kuyini uma sithi wethu.
And that includes even those which are the smallest amongst the children of God in our eyes.
Usikhumbuze ukuthi masisho njalo sibala ngisho nalaba esibabona sibancane emehlweni ethu.
Lord, may your word bring forth much fruit, and that from now on we won't live as we lived in the past, but that we'll live on a higher plane.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi izwi lakho lithele ithelo eziningi, singabe sisaphila ngendlela endala kodwa sikhuphukela esitandathini esiphakeme kunasokuqala.
Amen.
Amen.